Okay, there's 1 minute left when we start. So we'll learn the last paragraph of the Hakdama, which is the table of contents of Shar HaTeshuvah. V'nei roi lonu levor menyonei HaTeshuvah asorin yonam t'chilos and mahi HaTeshuvah. Right? What's the definition? Hasheni l'kama chalokim nechlekes v'ashlishi. What inspires a person? What does a person have to know in order to do tshuva? Perek Dalet is about the yesodos, the fundamentals of tshuva, what constitutes doing tshuva. The fifth perek is about the protein of Perek Dalet, the specifics. The sixth perek is what would inspire a person to do tshuva. How should a person be inspired to do tshuva? The seventh perek is about bir mafsidei hatshuva. What spoils it? What's ma'akev you doing tshuva? What spoils it? Hashmini, the eighth perek is who is on a higher madrega, the tzaddik who has not done a chet, or the person who has done tshuva, the bal tshuva. That's why it's mistavra, since he discusses it in perek Shmini as an open shaila. So when he said in his hakdama, we have the phrase that the pure tzaddik who has never been chote, he's koydim b'mayla. So he probably doesn't mean Kaidim B'mayla in the sense that he's on a higher madrega, because that's a major discussion later. He wouldn't have said it for a Dabar Pashut in the Hagdama that way. He probably means Kaidim in time, in terms of time. He's first, because when you're born and you live, so you start off without Chait, and then the Chait ruins it. So probably that's what he means. The ninth parak is, can you really do tshuva from any Chait? Really? Anything? And the tenth parak is, what is a person supposed to do if he doesn't do tshuva? Like, is there an alternative? Or is he consigned to the fires of Gehenna? Or however else you want to think you'll be punished, or one will be punished for one's sins. Uvakach nashlam kolafani hatshuva v'chiyuveha. And the Chayv Zalvavus in the last phrase of the Hagdama says, if we learn this well and we understand it well, we will be zoichet to kaporas chato'enu be'ezus Hashem yisala. The first parak is in classic Chayv Zalvavus style, bir mehusa tshuva. What is tshuva? I said last week, I think, I always say it. Chayv Zalvavus always is insistent on defining what you're talking about, or else you'll talk about tshuva, you'll be more people to do tshuva, you'll insist they do tshuva, and nobody will know what tshuva is. And he's not talking about how to do tshuva. He's not talking, his answer is not going to be charota and kabbalah. That's not what he's looking for. When the Chavis HaVodos in Shara HaBitochon, or Shara HaVodos HaLokim, or any of the Sha'orim, or Shara Yichud HaMaisa, when he starts off and he talks about let's define the term, he's talking about a conceptual definition. Defining it conceptually, what is it? What is the nature of the beast? What are we talking about conceptually? So his answer is not going to be charat and kabbalah. His answer is going to be, let's learn it. For who? She'inyan hatshuva, he tikkun ha'adam, a person improving himself. In other words, the essence of tshuva, Chavis Halvavus, we're going to see here in this parak, in the very first parak. First parak is, in all the sharm that I can think of, the first parak is always the shortest. Because here it's rather pretty long. It's like, how long, in Shar Bitochon, like the first parak is three lines. What's Bitochon? Okay, so it's improving, right? The Chavis Halvavus right away deals with the major issue that many Achrayim deal with. He doesn't talk it out, but he deals with it. And that is, what's all this tshuva? I mean, obviously, you're not going to keep on being chote, right? So, I mean, even all the mitzvahs. So, like, you're going to stop being bad, because you have to be good. Like, what's tshuva all about? He explains, not going to be tshuva means you got a problem, and you have to fix the problem. You have to do something. You have to return to Hashem in a way. You have to improve your character, your neshama, your midos, your motivating, what your buttons, you know, what pushes your buttons. You have to improve in a way that it's not going to happen again. He's not talking about now Kabbalah ala osid. He's talking about you have to improve. You can't just be the same guy you were yesterday, that was chote, and now, okay, today, hopefully, I won't be chote, but like, why not? So maybe you won't today, but you will tomorrow. Or today. You have to improve. He tikkun ha'odom, improving. The chazarasa, the mishmas Hashem, he has to in some way relate differently to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sivuyim, to the Torah. He has to relate to it in a way that now it'll be at least harder. We don't say impossible, it'll be harder than yesterday for him to be chote again. He's learned something about himself. He's going to watch out for it. Maybe he's going to make gedorim. Maybe he's going to learn musar. Maybe he's going to work on his midos, right? Every chait came from a place. He's going to talk about that now. He's going to say, where chatom come from? They don't just pop up. Achash yotzo mimeno, he's returning. He's returning to obedience to Hashem after he went off the track. The ta'aba, he made some mistake somewhere. Umiloi mashechosalo mimeno. It's beautiful to Chavis Al-Babas. He's not just going to, I'm going to be a good boy from now on. That's fine. That's wonderful, but it's not tshuva. You want to be a tshuva with all of its ramifications, whether it's kaparas averus, whether it's mokum shabali tshuva oimdim, whether it's whatever it is. It's that's not tshuva. Just I'm going to be good from now on. Tshuva is milui mashechosa lo mimeno. Whatever you are chaser in avodas Hashem that led you to do this chait, you're going to work on. You're going to be better. You're going to improve. Improve. That's the you're going to improve. Now he's going to just throw out a couple of things that cause a person to be chote, and we're all not you, Chasham, I am. I'm very familiar with all of these reasons. Imachmas iyadiyoso es Hashem, and only the Chavis Al-Babas can get away with that phrase, right? You have to know Hashem. Mi Hashem asher eshma bakolo, Paro says. You have to be Odeya es Hashem. Chavis Al-Babas and Shar Avodas Elokim and in many other places makes this part of a person's life. We don't think about it. Remember when we just learned in Shar HaKniya, a person is supposed to spend time thinking about Hashem's greatness, how Hashem is the Lord over the cosmos, how he can, all the malachim that are saying Shira, and the whole universe, and all the galaxies, and everything is at his beck and call, and he created them all. And we say a lot of these things by davening, and, Hashem is like Superman. Hashem can do everything. You know, you get by with that. But you have to know Hashem. I talked about this once with the mitzvah of tefillin. It was about a year ago. I think it was Parshas Bo. You have to know Hashem. The Adat is Hashem. So learning Torah is one way to get to know Hashem, because you know what makes him tick, so to speak. You know what he likes, what he doesn't like, what he wants you to do. Like, you're knowing Hashem. But, we're going to read into tomorrow's parasha, right? V'ayroi el Avraham el Yitzchok v'el Yaakov v'kel shakoy u'shmi Hashem lo nodati lohem. That's knowing Hashem, knowing his name, knowing his essence, knowing his midos, knowing how he runs the world, knowing his kedusha, his greatness. Godol, Hagibor, Ba'anora. This is all Yediyas Hashem. We don't do it so much. We concentrate on already the next step, or maybe the stepping stone, which is Torah, mitzvahs, technicalities. That's what we concentrate on. But Shar HaBechina and Shar Avodas Elokim, they are busy with other things. They're busy with the nature of Hashem, with Yediyas Hashem. And this is really what he puts first. A chote is going to be chote. If a person doesn't have a musug of Hashem's romamus, I would say, romamu Hashem alokeinu, mishtachbu lahar kodsho, ki kadosh Hashem alokeinu. Rolls off our lips so easily. I don't know, you're wonderful people, but do we have a shaykhus to what that pasuk means even? Like, romamu, ki kadosh, Hashem alokeinu, vishnakol, we don't know what we're talking about, So you have to work on that. So you're not sufficiently acquainted, you're not sufficiently knowledgeable about the nature of Hashem. That's one reason for chait. And again, we're not so sure what that means. So we don't, I don't know. The Sugei Mishmata. Oh, that, now we're on familiar territory. You're not careful about listening to the Tzivuyim of Hashem. In Machmas, his Gabrus Yitzra al Sichlo. Sometimes he knows. I'm sorry. The phrase was he's not sufficiently aware of the nature of Hashem or the mitzvahs. He doesn't learn halacha. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do. He's not knowledgeable, so he doesn't know. That's why he could be chote. So you'll say, but if he doesn't know, he's an oinus. If he's an oinus, don't worry about it. Hashem knows he's an oinus. But many times he's a shogeg at best. And maybe he should have learned. Maybe he should have gone to Mishnah Berurah here. I go to Mishnah Berurah here, then you have no excuse. You say Tefillas HaDerech in the wrong place. You say Bracha L'Batola. You say, I didn't know. Hashem's going to say, why didn't you go to Rabbi Melinitz's Mishnah Berurah here? So it could be you'll have a good answer. It could be. And then I'll have to, then I'll be blamed. But you have to know. You have to know what to do. So he says the first two reasons for chait is not knowing the nature of Hashem. So you're not sufficiently in awe. How dare you violate the Tzivui Hashem? Like, that just goes over our heads. You're not sufficiently aware of the things you're supposed to do or that you're not supposed to do. In Machmas Hiskabrus Yitzro al Sichlo. This is like very. Chazalov is punching us in the solar plexus, right, as he goes through these phrases. Sometimes you know, but you know, the Yitzhara gets the better of us. In Machmas Hil Almuso Menachovos Hamutolam Olav Lashem. Sometimes he just he ignores, that's all. What's it called? What's that word? No. Oh, there's a great word, a fancy word, when you just ignore something. They say scientists have this. They know all about Hashem, but they... Cognitive dissonance. Oh, cognitive dissonance, right? He knows everything. Even the Yetzer Hara is not even getting the better of him. He's just like, he's spaced out. Like, you're attacking. No. Yeah, that's another reason. He's misalim. Part of misalim is, of course... He's not machshavit enough. Right? The old Hashem won't care that much about this, or I don't care that much about this. There's only a little sin. Hashem only cares about the biggies. You know, what's the difference? Okay, Hashem's not gonna, you know. So that's his almuso. That's another reason a person could be chote. V'yem machmas chaverim ro'im shepituhu v'himra al dvar Hashem. The Chavis HaBlodis felt this sufficiently common and sufficiently part of a person's life that he mamish makes this on the list. This makes the list. Because it doesn't just mean friends. It means influences. That's what it means. It means all the influences in a person's life. Whether he's reading things he shouldn't read, or he's seeing things he shouldn't see, or he's looking at things he shouldn't look at. These are all influences. So that goads a person into being chote. And again, so you have the siva of the chait is his lack of knowledge. We could summarize what he said. He said lack of knowledge. You got a problem. You do a chait, you have a problem. Either it's lack of knowledge, you let your yetzahara, you let your taivas get the better of your seichel, you just don't care enough, or you have bad influences. Those are the four reasons that he give. But he says v'chol adom lekach, which is et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you have to work. He wants you to work at the tshuva. One could say probably the Chaim Zalov is saying that tshuva means to work at the root of your chait, to get to the root of the problem. What led you to do such a thing? No, that you have to be good from now on. Zogaret. That's like, that's kid stuff. That's, of course, like, that's not tshuva. Tshuva is improving. Tshuva is attacking the root causes of the chait, and improving our avodas Hashem. That's tshuva. Ka'amro goes back on the last point he made of bad influences. Bini im yifatucha chatoim al tove. Don't go along with bad influences. Specifically, again, literally, it's talking about friends, peers, who are trying to corral you into their circle and do what they do. I think we learned this last week. I spoke out. This is the first piece of advice Shlomo HaMelech gives. If you start learning Mishlei, so he gives you a beautiful introduction. And the first piece of advice is this, Pasuk Yud. The first piece of advice is don't be led astray by bad influences, or literally by bad friends. V'omar Yiros Hashem B'ni V'omelech, then you'll be Zoichet to Malchus, or maybe it means indeed the governing authority. Imshonim al tisorei. Don't mix in with people who think they know better, who want to be different. Okay, let's go on to the next paragraph. You know, so the last two psukim he quoted, it's interesting. The last two psukim was about the last point. In other words, I guess he felt that the last point might look funny to people. They're just talking me into it. But the reason is my Yetzirah, or I don't care enough, or I'm not sufficiently aware of the Isser. No, he holds that's a category of b'fnei. A person could be primed in all the above-mentioned things, but he can have bad influences, and the nature of a person, and this is the Rambam says this also in the famous statement, that a person wants to be accepted by his peers, he wants to be part of society, he doesn't want to be different, and he'll go along with the crowd. So that's why he felt it necessary, I didn't see this anywhere, to bring down two psukim. The other things, I guess, are just logical, rational. That's why a person would be chote, because of those flaws. This, to call this like a dover bifnei atzmo, so he brings down two psukim to that effect, both in Mishlei. Let's continue. Vayetzia mi mishmas Hashem shnei sugim. So you have to improve your avodas Hashem, because you've gone astray. You have disobeyed. You have done something wrong. So there's two ways to do something wrong. Im behimonos milasos mashasiva Hashem lasoso this almo mimenu. One way is to refrain from doing what you're supposed to do. Obasios mashahizur Hashem milasoso. He does do something that Hashem told him not to do. And here he says v'kavanoso v'kach lahamros pi Hashem. That's the homework I gave. In other words, if you don't do something you were supposed to do, that's automatically bad. I'm not asking for answers. I'm saying how I understand it. The reason he didn't qualify the first disobedience by also saying that his intention is to rebel against Hashem is, so ironically, we would say pum faket, I think. We would say that if you want to make, if you didn't do what you were supposed to do, so maybe you were lazy. So who says it's a chayim? You were lazy. So you say, oh, but he meant to rebel, even though it's just Shebal Taisa. But if you went against Hashem's Sivui, so that's but the Chayim Zalobas does the other way around. It's by the action taken in violation of Hashem's commandment not to do something where he somewhat qualifies. He adds the phrase, and he intends to rebel against Hashem. By the assay, he doesn't say anything, so it's pretty bolate. Now, again, it's not 100%. You have to check the original Arabic to see if maybe in Arabic it doesn't work out this way. Maybe in Arabic that phrase, that his intention is to rebel against Hashem, is describing both things. In the Hebrew, it comes out like this. But because he wouldn't say Bekach, he would say Be'elu. So, but I don't know, you have to check the Arabic. I understand it, if it indeed means that you're automatically, if you don't do something you were supposed to do, then it doesn't matter what your motive is, you messed up. You don't have that quality. If you could have put on tefillin, if you could have blown a shofar, if you could have learned Torah, and you didn't, all the excuses in the world, I'm not going to get you the quality of having done it. So we have a problem. The problem is you didn't do something that could have added to your growth, that could have added to your ruchnius, and you didn't do it. Okay. So if you did something wrong for not bad reasons, So maybe it's not Mekalkel. So maybe, perhaps that's why, if indeed that's what he's saying. Okay, but that's really a small point. Let's go weiter. These are the two ways a person can disobey Hashem. So he says, in Hoysa, and then he describes what doing tshuva would consist of. And remember, he's giving us a prescription, because he doesn't need a whole paragraph here. He could just say, from now on, be good. But he's giving you a prescription. He's going to talk about and elaborate and define and get into the kishkas of it in the future prakim. But here he's just defining chet. You have to a tshuva. So you have to improve. So if your problem was that you didn't listen to something HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to do, the way you fill up the chisaron, the way you improve, we'll call it, the way you improve is yeah bihishtadlo ba'osa ma'isa lahaba. Now, im kabbalas gidrei tshuva. Now, this sentence only means lechayra that he should be good from now on. That's lechayra. What are you saying? And he's mekabel in perek dalid. You know the parts of tshuva that lead to the kapara. It's kabbalah la'osid, etc. But so that's all he says. He's saying that all you have to do is say, "I'm going to be a good boy from now on." So the truth is that, I don't know, that's what he says, Taka, at least that's what the translation says. But as we learn this paragraph further and we learn a few more lines, we'll see that he's not saying that. He's saying much more. We'll see. He's going to say it beferish in a few lines. So I don't know what to make of this. In a few lines he's going to say that certainly doing tshuva is to go to an extreme. In other words, if you missed minyan, whether it's once or habitually, so till you come back and lose the laziness, let's decide that it's laziness that led to the violation. Not right? Of all the things he mentioned that we learned a few minutes ago, we'll pick that he gave in to his laziness, he gave in to a certain midah. So Chaim Soloveitchik is going to say, so you got to get up at 6:30. So now you're going to start getting up 6:30. For a few weeks, you're going to get up 6:15. You're going to get up 6:15. You're going to be oker the laziness from you by getting up even earlier than you have to. And that's how you are improving. That's how you're doing tshuva, improvement. You're going to be oker the laziness. And the way you're oker the laziness is by overdoing it, by going overboard until you reach a certain point where you feel comfortable and you feel it worked and you feel you've done it, then you can go back to wherever it is you want to be. But the way to improve, the way to do tshuva on a mitzvah saseh, you'll see in a few lines, he's going to say it beferish. V'mhoya hadover basiyoso mashehizur Hashem, if you did something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you not to do, the way you're going to be mamale yachova, you're going to fill up the chisaron, you're going to improve, you're going to be misakein. Tiye behishamro milachzor lechol suge also maise. Moiridik, he's saying like this, you have to really know. You have to know, first of all, what the root of the chait was, and you know anything similar. Just as a crazy example, I didn't think of an example, but just like in other words, he means like call a kois kido avir abay dazara. Right? So with me, like if a person didn't have abay dazara, okay, so he won't even be kois. Like chol suge, I mean all the things that are the principles, all the things that contain the seeds of whatever chait. He's not going to just limit himself. I won't do that chait anymore. Right, he's going to work on all the sugim, all the kinds of, all the manifestations of whatever that chait is, or he'll make gedorim, or right, let's say you got mad at someone, if you got mad at your wife, that's an avera, right? The Rambam says it's harder to do tshuva for a midah ra than it is to on a chait. So let's say you got mad at your wife, so the Chaim Soloveitchik would say, The tshuva is, you can't be mad at her for 3 months, even if she does something for you to get mad at, right? Even if it's justifiable, right? You get the credit card bill, you look at it, you smile. That's how you do tshuva, you're getting mad. L'chol sugei oso maisa. You have to be, watch yourself, you have to be shomer yourself from repeating the behavioral pattern that got you into that chait. So you have to make gedarim, you have to make your own personal gedarim. Whoever's learning daf yomi maybe learned already that sometimes nedarim are good, those that are good nedarim, like by Shimon HaTzadik there on daf yud, tes, whatever, not yud, comma, I think it's daf tes on the base, right? He felt he has to make a gedder in order not to be chote. So he made a neder of nazirus. So that's the good nedarim. So, or he'll watch out for anything that touches upon what the chait is or what led to the chait. He'll work on his atzlus, he'll work on his midos. And of course, in Kabbalah's Gidri HaTshuva Tzno'eha, Asher Nevorim, L'kama B'Sha'ar, he's going to also talk about the dry technical stuff. Clapping al chait and charota and Kabbalah. You know, that's like, do this. Now he's talking conceptually. How do you improve? You improve by going a little overboard for a limited amount of time, and that works against or for the midah that you're trying to uproot. V'hamoshel l'kach, and really we see this, a very easy moshel, b'inyanim ativiyim, in the natural world, in the physical world. Kodem shechala gufa machmos ha-machal. Let's say a person, because of his eating habits, he gets sick. Now that can happen in two ways. He could not eat healthy foods. He's neglecting to do something. He's not eating foods which are healthy for him. Even meshachad alecho mashabokiyim priyuso, he's not eating healthy foods. Or he could be eating foods that are harmful to him. Now what does a person do? He has a vitamin C deficiency. So what does the doctor tell him to do? He can't just go on a normal diet now. He has to take a lot of vitamin C till his body is back to normal. So the doctor doesn't want to, you know, you can't wait, you're behind. So he gives him like vitamins, extra dosages to bring him back. Or if an achzaraso leizuno, how will he return to good health? Yia beribui shimusho, he'll eat a lot, or he'll eat a lot of healthy foods, he'll eat nutritious foods, more than the norm, in order to bring himself back up to strength. Barafuos hamasimim letibo, ada sheyachzo legvul hamitzua, till he's ready to go back to the middle path. So it's from this phrase that I know that that's what he meant before. Because here, when he's comparing it to the illness, so he says, "Ribui shimusho b'mini hamazonios v'rafuos hamatimim letivo ad asher yachzo legvul hamitzua." So he says that very clearly. So that's what he meant before also. Then when he gets back to his health, he's breathing again, whatever, then yinag b'mazono b'ofen hamamutza. Now he'll be like a normal person again. So this idea that you're oker, a midah, by going to an opposite extreme, and then you go back to the middle ground once it's been nekar, is the Chavis Alvavus' idea of the very definition of tshuva, because you've analyzed what brought you to the chait, and it could be one of two ways, whatever it is. It's something that stopped you from doing something you were supposed to do, or something that led you to do something that you're not supposed to do. Right, so in each way, you have to make special efforts to do it, even when you normally wouldn't do it, or you'd be potter from doing it. So if he ate something harmful to him, so what is it? He doesn't just stay away from that food, he has to stay away from anything that, right, has like a residue of that food also. He can't, right, if... the way he gets healthy, he has to like make sure there's nothing enters his body, that he's in a clean environment. V'yishtamish b'meshenogin nizgo v'tivo. Adeshayachzor el matzav ha-mitzua. B'kashay yavri gufu v'yamen al matzav mitzua. Then he can go back to being normal again. Yishtamish b'mezonos ha-mu'uzonim that are in the middle ground. Ben shnei mini ha-mezonos v'amemutzon ben shnei ha-mezogim. He says, and don't laugh at my marshal. Kvahim shal ha-kosav ha-savonos l'mozon ha-mukulko. Ba'omru ki emish b'avonu yomuz v'kolod d'mo'ichal ha-bosor. That's unripe grapes. Tekena shinov. So that's what he says. So he says, the essence of tshuva is to improve. Improving means there's a flaw. You're fixing the flaw. How do you fix the flaw? He compares it to eating improperly, not eating what you're supposed to, eating what you're not supposed to, and certainly the way to come back to proper health, he says, is by going overboard a little and coming back to yourself, and then you're ready to go vayta on a smooth slate. Okay. Stop here. I'm going to talk to you about it.